Hey, what's up, family?
This is Got Life and In Between, hosted by Dalali and
Walali, and together we are
the Dalalis. Hi, everyone. Welcome yet again to another episode of Got Life and In Between. Today we are going to be talking about an important topic that I think all of us feel at some point in our lives. And it is the topic of lost, broken, afraid, and overwhelmed. At a point in our lives, we have all felt one of these or all of them at once. It can be in your finances, your family, your relationship, your friendships. And even as the semester comes to an end for a lot of students, it can be in your academics. Today, we will dive into what these words mean and the practical approach we can take when we feel these emotions by quoting some scriptures and also by sharing like our own stories and the stories of others that we may have and how they overcame some of these challenges. So we'll dive right in. But before we dive right in, we are just going to explain, you know, define the meaning of lost, broken, afraid, and overwhelmed. So well, Lali, to you, what does lost mean?
Okay, so first of all, when we ask or when we want to know if something is lost or lost, the word lost, it just means unable to find your way. So probably you're not able to navigate through. You don't know exactly where you're heading, or you're just in this loop which keeps going on over and over and over, and you just don't know where you're going. Yeah, that's what lost means to me. What about you?
I feel like I was explaining the same way, but I also think that when I was looking up the meaning of loss, one thing that also popped up was depression. How like when you're depressed, like you feel lost, right? You don't know like your bearings, you don't know where you're going and where you're coming from, right? Totally like concur with your definition. What about broken?
I don't know how to put it, but it just feels like nothing else is working for me. That's just how it feels like. It's like you're this lowest point at your life, like you've hit rock bottoms, and nothing else is like beyond repair. That's how broken feels for me. Like that's how I explain broken.
I agree with that. When I looked up the definition, it said like having been fractured or damaged, and no longer in one piece or working order, right?
Right.
Like when we break an item of ours, that thing will not function as it used to. And so as humans, when we are broken, we don't function as we are supposed to. And it also can mean that giving up all hope and being in despair, not knowing what to do. What about afraid?
Afraid. I feel like when you talk about that a lot, we always say, oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of that. So basically, I think afraid would be, I don't know, just afraid, fear. like trembling, frustrated, not thinking straight. All those things. What about you?
I think when I think about afraid, I think about the feeling of anxiety, worry that something undesirable will occur or be done. Like most of the times, I think when I think about fear, I think about fear of the future, right? Things that can happen, right? Especially when you watch the news. God, I try not to even watch the news, but when I go on Facebook, like the news tab, I just, for some reason, always press on it, and then I end up, like, by the time I leave,
yeah,
I'm done reading the news. Like, I'm so scared because I'm just, like, literally, like, when you go out, anything can happen to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I think about fear, that's what I think it's the fear of the future.
What about overwhelmed?
Overwhelmed. When I think about the word overwhelmed, it's like you have too much to do, right? And you don't know where to start from.
So yes.
You are buried or drawn beneath a huge mass. That's like the meaning of the word when I looked it up.
Yeah.
So something, you are just overwhelmed. For example, you have a test and you have a paper and you have an assignment. You have all of those things due, right? Or, okay, this is in terms of education and academics, but like for parents and for people who have like responsibilities, we all have responsibilities, but when you have your rent to pay, you have your car note, you have your groceries, electric bill, water bill, and it's like you are not really making ends meet. You can feel overwhelmed, right? Yeah. I think that's like a practical example.
That's literally the same explanation for me. You know, you're just buried under, you have a lot of things to do, but you don't know where to start from. And sometimes you can literally break down because of that. Not knowing where to start, which one to go for, where you're heading, and all that can actually like just bring all that.
So in light of all of this, do you remember any like examples or any stories of other people or of your own self where like you felt any of these things, or like all four of them like combined?
So I think the first one would be me taking care of my little cousins. That's a bit funny, but I saw that to be very, very overwhelming. I was lost, I was broken, and then I was scared. The part where I was overwhelmed was, so I quite remember that was like after WASI, and then I went to live with my auntie in Akosombo. So my auntie has, so both aunties live in Akosombo. And then one auntie has three kids and the other has two kids. So that's five kids, five young kids that I have to take care of. And then they're like so rowdy, troublesome, me not being mom, you know, like it was so overwhelming because I need to feed them. I need to make sure they take their shower. I need to make sure they're reading their notes when they come back from school, do their homework, all that responsibility was on me. And at the part where I was lost was when they'll probably come back from school and probably want to say something that had happened in school, and because of that, like some sort of disrespect. So yeah, like trying to tell them that, oh hey, you don't do that. It was like, oh, my friend does that, and she says that her parents don't do this about that. Then at that moment, like, I don't know what to do. I'm totally clueless because I've never raised anyone before, so I don't know how I'm supposed to go about that. And the point where I would say I got broken was when I would say I actually lost it. And then I probably beat them or did something to them that at a point I felt like, oh, like this child could have died as a result of how I treated them. And that's where afraid came in, you know. So I didn't know what. It's true. You know, there was a point where I was so mad. I left the youngest one in a plastic chair. And then where we live at Akosombo, on a hill, right? So I left her on a plastic chair, which was close to the head, and she fell off. And she had to get stitches on her head that day. And I felt so bad about it. But
bad.
Yeah, very bad. But then I wouldn't say that, like, I wouldn't say that it was my fault or something. I don't know how to put it. But then I felt like I was inexperienced. I didn't know what to do. And at this point, I was overwhelmed, afraid, broken, lost. So I had, I, I didn't know. I cried the whole night, even months. I was still worried because I didn't want a situation where, you know, when kids are young and then they hit their head, it could become some trauma.
Yeah.
But now she's fine. She's doing okay. Yeah. What about you?
How old is she now?
Oh, she's probably about, she's in high school now. She just went to high school recently. So she'll probably be like 14, 15, thereabout, I think.
I hope she's good at math. If she's not, they need to come talk to you about that.
No way. I mean, the hit in the head didn't actually cause any anything. But she's quite fine. She's actually reading science. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So.
That's nice.
Yeah, what about you?
I feel like... I feel afraid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that most of the times it's just because of the fear of the future, right? It's just because my dad always says this. Ghana is home, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you go, where you are or where you go, home will always be home. Mm-hmm. And so I think that one of the things that I am most afraid of, or I feel most afraid of, is the fact that I am not home. I'm not where I'll call home.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
There's always something happens to me today, right?
Yeah.
Or what are my steps, right? What does my future hold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that lost and depressed, I feel like these days I've been feeling that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, also tied into, like, the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't really know your bearings, right?
Yeah.
And also just because of so many things that are happening, like, around you and stuff.
Yeah.
And overwhelmed, I feel like. That is something I've been experiencing lately, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because of, I think, schoolwork and mm-hmm. the stress that comes with schoolwork.
Yeah.
And broken is just, you know, hurts from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts from yourself, hurts from, like, allowing other people hurt you
mm-hmm.
and stuff. Yeah, sometimes you just feel like you are damaged and you are not, like, you are not whole anymore.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree because certain times I feel the same way. And being in school and just trying to juggle everything together, mm-hmm. school, work, trying to get some skills on the side, applying mm-hmm. for jobs, making sure whatever you're doing would amount to you even being able to get, like, some permanent residency or something, you know?
Yeah.
It gets overwhelming. Even at a point, I can't remember, earlier in the semester, my professor asked me to solve something. So I was using this algorithms, just trying to, like, crack some code and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at it for almost a week, and it was due. Like, it was past due, like, overdue. Mm-hmm. And then... Mm-hmm. I was trying my best to do it. I couldn't do it. One evening, I just said, okay, I'll do it. I sat mm-hmm. behind the computer. I tried and tried again. I couldn't do it. I started crying. Mm-hmm. At that moment, I just realized that, nah, this thing needs to stop because it was literally, I had a lot of things to do. But then that one thing was just, like, taking everything that I had, taking my mind, everything and all that. And at that moment, when I stopped, I just opened a Google Doc or a Google Sheet, and I was like, okay, fine. I'm coming to put a plan. I'm coming to make a plan because I feel like I'm overwhelmed. I want to structure certain things mm-hmm. and how I want to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. It was going fine until I started finals, like, 2 weeks ago. And then it was like the whole cycle just started all over again.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you just sit down while overwhelmed. You're just like, oh, I don't know where this is heading. I don't even know mm-hmm. whether I'm going to get my grades up. That's where you feel lost. You're afraid whether it's going to affect your GPA. And being an international student, you're afraid whether you're going to make the 3.0 cut so that your funding is actually... you know, renewed.
Yes,
and all these things, like, just keeps occurring and occurring every single time. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I feel the same boat.
Yeah. It's a struggle. I know a lot of international students are, you know, going through this, and
yeah,
especially people even trying to find jobs and
yeah,
trying to find a place where you know you are even going to be sponsored by your company. And then even sometimes you get in and then they're like, oh, they've changed their mind, they can't file for you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it happened to one of my friends. She moved to Canada because of that, because status here hadn't ended, and the only way she could go was just to move to Canada. And yeah, so it can really get overwhelming, yeah, all these things. Yeah, just like you said earlier, even paying bills, you know.
Yeah,
not being able to pay your monthly rent is overwhelming. You can get afraid, because sometimes if you can't even pay that, the quickest thing that can cross your mind would be, oh, so am I going to be homeless the next month? Am I going to live on the streets?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to me? Would I have a placard saying, I need help, please give me a dollar? You know, so...
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, exactly. What would Jesus do? WWJ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a whole lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in all of these, like, what can we do? How can we reassure ourselves when we feel this way? I think that is where the Bible comes in. The Bible always comes in at some point in our lives.
I feel like it just comes in at every point, because there's no solution that you find in the Bible. Yeah. Solution from how to live your life, how to give, how to work, how to feel, how to overcome overwhelming stuff, being afraid, broken, lost. Every single detail of everything that we experience in this life has a solution in the Bible. You know, it's just that probably we as humans, we don't take our time to actually delve into that or to take notes of that. But I believe that every solution actually is in the Bible to our lives. Yeah, life problem is in the Bible. Yeah.
So in light of this, we have like four verses that we are going to share with you all, and probably take it like one after the other. The first one is Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 that says, to appoint unto them that mourn on Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and that he might be glorified. So like in this verse, just knowing that no matter how broken, no matter how overwhelmed that you feel, God is giving you an oil of joy for your mourning,
right,
beauty for your ashes, and a garment of praise for your spirit of heaviness. So keep trusting God.
So the second one is 2 Timothy 1:7, and it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Even though this verse is very popular, to literally say that if you're feeling any fear, just say this prayer, and then, you know, God is just going to give you peace to guard your heart. And so if you're feeling overwhelmed, afraid, lost, broken, all you need to do is, in faith, you don't even need to speak it out loud. Just say to yourself, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And I guarantee you, God is going to come true and give you that peace of mind.
Yep. And the next one is Psalm 56 verse 3 that says that, what time I am afraid, I'll trust thee. Or when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. So just knowing that whenever you're afraid, just put your trust in you, because God, like Jesus, when Jesus came on earth, he was man like us, so he knows exactly how we feel. And so just putting your trust in him and knowing that he's there for you and he's with you.
Right. Yeah, and the last one is Isaiah 41 verse 10. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you and I'll help you. I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. I don't know, but I feel like every chapter of the Bible actually talks about, actually says, do not fear. Do not fear. And it to me, it just feels like a message that Jesus Christ is carrying all along. Like, at every point in your life, do not fear.
Mm-hmm.
At every point in your life, do not fear.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel overwhelmed, do not fear. Even when you feel afraid, do not fear.
Yeah.
When you feel lost, do not fear.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel broken, do not fear. The emotions are going to be there. All those feelings are going to be there. But
mm-hmm.
regardless of all that, do not fear. And this scripture actually states it there. He just says, do not fear. He is with you every single day of your life. He's not going to leave you.
No,
do not be dismayed. He is your God. He never changes. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and will be continually. He will strengthen you, and he will help you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. So, yeah, we hope that whenever you feel lost, you feel broken, afraid, or overwhelmed, you remember any of these verses or even any other verses that you know, and encourage yourself that God is with you and God is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That brings us to the end of today's episode, and we hope you learned something and we took something with you.
Yeah, hopefully. I pray they all enjoy that, and do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. If you're not getting that summer job, just trust the Lord. He knows what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And do not be broken. Do not be lost. And do not be afraid. And do not feel overwhelmed. He will come true for you regardless. Yeah. So, see you guys next week.
Okay.
Hello, guys. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and give us feedback.
Love you all.
And peace.